Over in London, though, it's, I guess it's quite a beautiful summer's day. Even though a little bit cold, we zoom into our London correspondent now, and, of course, it's James Papali'i, who'd normally be on the other side of the track here at Wātea. Obviously, he's causing some problems there because that's the police siren in the background. Tēnā koe, tālofa, James Ngami.
Tālofa lava, Dale, and listeners.
Kia ora, good to talk with you. Now, I really should have rung you yesterday because I get my wires a bit crossed with the time difference, but I see that our elite paddlers swept all and sundry in the first day of competition there.
Yeah, we had a clean sweep. I'll just try and find a quiet place. And I'll just go in here. Yeah, this place was pumping, mate.
Cool.
Yep, we had a clean sweep here with the elite and our Paralympics, carrying on that today with a win full of gold, and then they carried on today with the 1500 boat, for that four divisions, your J19 men and women and your open men and women, and our Paralympics, all of them, all gold medals.
Well, you said that we were going to be good. Who's singing in the background, bro?
Oh, yeah. Was that a bit loud?
No, it's not loud. I'm curious. And is it true? Is it true that the beer is warm?
I haven't really found that. Like the Guinness and stuff like that. They're cold. Okay. Like I was thinking that they were going to be warm too, but they've been chilled, and most of the bars that you go here, the beer's all been chilled and stuff, and yeah, haven't had that warm stuff yet. I'm waiting for it.
Okay, fair enough. It sounds like a neat place. Where do you guys retire to? I mean, obviously it's night time for you, dear. What time is it? 9:15 in the evening.
Yeah, it's around 9:15. I can just shoot up in the lift. So where we're staying in Moxie, it's like it's a hotel, but it's
you've gone into the lift and now we can't hear you. See, we're okay with the ambient sound in the background.
Where we're staying.
Yeah, cool.
But it's so they got music going and everything. And,
yeah, sure, I understand.
And all the boys, all the paddlers are around mingling and stuff, and it's been a real awesome experience.
I bet it has been, James, already. Now, when are you guys heading out, and what can we expect in competition tomorrow, huh?
Yep, so we're on tomorrow afternoon. So it's 9:00 at night now for us, so we'll be heading bed soon. And then, our first race is a W12. And so the elite, they'll be all completed their races these first 2 days. And then most of them will go into their club races. So it's all clubs from now on, world clubs. So, we still have, Canada, Hawaii. We're doing our first double-hole race. And we're lane 8, and there's 9 lanes of double-hole canoes. So, we've got Hawaii, Canada, Brazil, the works. So it's a straight final for us too. So it's, we're going to sort out, what level of competition the rest of the world is up to.
What about the intercultural relationships, mixing with paddlers from other parts of the world? You mentioned Brazil and Canada, and obviously we've got Tahiti and Hawaii. Do you guys mix socially with them, or you're saving that for after the comps?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It's like I'm meeting paddlers from Hawaii and that I've known and that we've met over the last Worlds since I started 30 years ago. So, and there's still paddlers that you meet that you know from when we first started. Yeah, definitely socialising all the time. When you're on the water, when you get off the water, you go and shake all their hands and everything. And but probably more socialising in terms of when it finishes. Because we're sort of a New Zealand crew, we all stick together. With the Paralympics, the Open and all that, we're sort of around London where we are and Slough and the local areas that we are. So we're sort of making contacts right here, but we all sort of go out together. So, yeah, it's an amazing experience.
Oh, I bet it is too.
Yeah. I think with the, that club that I talked about, Henley, we had a blessing of the Wakas yesterday, last night, and we had the honour of, because they've got about five new outrigger canoes, and we had the honour of naming one, which Danny Kiwi did, our paddler, and he named it, what did he name it? Heringa. Something about linking all the people together. And that was awesome. And like, these UK people are just like, they're just blown away about the culture. And the Waka, you know, the first time they've ever seen blessing the way, you know, that we did it. We had Waiata and everything from our rangatahi that came with us to do the blessing. And these guys, like, they put on a big barbecue for us and everything. And they're just embracing this Waka culture. And, you know, you're going to see more Wakas down the Thames. And I think England's just going to move in big bounds in the sport by having this the world's here, because they're just exposed to, you know, the culture of Waka, which they never have been. Well, when they did attend some, like, some of the worlds previously, like the last two or three, they've sort of, just grasping hold of this culture that they're loving it.
And we're loving getting reports from you. I'll give you a couple of days off too, because we'll be back come Monday, and I guess we'll be getting closer to the conclusion of this quite amazing gathering of kaihoi, global kaihoi. This is the World Sprints, and with us reporting on behalf of the Manukau Urban Māori Authority is our mate James Papali. Kia ora te watu, James. Thanks again for your kōrero, and all the best with your race tomorrow.
Awesome. Whakatai, Lauderdale. And yeah, we'll catch up with you. So it'll be Monday. I think we'll have our last day is on Tuesday, so we might have one more day, maybe a couple more days when you come back.
Good boy.
Cheers, bro.
Okay. Paddle hard, my bro. Tēnā koe. James Papali, a long time tassie from the hood here, from Mangere. Long time friend of Willie J's too. They all grew up together.